Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us now for more than 19 years. She is the Tax Mama. She's the author of Deduct Everything. That's her new book. Also, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And at least the third edition I know of. And she's done more to help small business owners with their tax situation, their tax education, than anybody I know. She's our good friend. Eva, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. It is great to hear your voice.
You too, Eva. Thanks again for being here. So let's talk about what's on the agenda first. Taxes, estimated taxes. We got that coming up, right?
I've heard of that. And the bad news is that the 15th falls on a Friday, so we don't get the extra few days of the weekend to pay or anything. So get your money together quickly.
And that's payday, too.
And it's payday.
Payday, that's like the double witching hour, isn't it?
That's right. You've got a lot of expenses to cough up right about now for both the IRS and the state.
People have no idea how many small business owners won't get a paycheck on the 15th of September.
That's right. But their employees,
it just won't
be
enough to go around.
You've got a budget. You know, that's one of the things that is so important is budgeting and planning, and I gotta tell you, I know some pretty smart business people who aren't doing that. But that's I think a conversation for another day. But I have to tell you, I've got a wonderful client who has been with me for decades, and he didn't call me before he did something, and now it's going to cost a lot to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah, mistakes with the IRS are expensive. I've made a couple of those myself.
Yeah, it's just a paperwork trail mistake and a handling mistake that could have, the whole thing, the whole complexity could have been avoided with one phone call to his tax professional. So, guys, don't put off making a call to save a few bucks before you make any financial decisions.
Yeah, what would be an example of what you're talking about?
Helping his brother get a loan because his brother has no credit.
Oh, and he got stuck with the bill.
He got the loan. His brother paid the interest to him, and then he paid the interest to the bank. And so that makes it ever more complicated.
Oh, my
now
goodness.
He has interest income.
Can't use the interest.
And so on. So a simple thing like that, of one phone call in advance, we could fix the problem before it starts.
Just don't change the paper trail.
Well, we have to get an attorney involved now.
I know, but I mean, doing it the right way, just change the paper trail, right? Yeah,
exactly.
So
not having the brother pay him the interest.
I do. That's my point. Change the paper trail. So I do. I mean, I try to do that every time I have an issue. I pick up the phone and call my CPA and I talk to her about, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and she helps me with that. Now, I'm not going to say I'm perfect, and I can see where your client would have just thought, well, that was not that big a deal. He didn't have any intention of doing anything wrong. It's just that it turned out wrong.
Exactly. And, you know, he's a very generous guy, and all he's trying to do is help, but,
no good deed goes unpunished.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So now it's going to be complicated. So the estimated payments that we have to make, for whatever it's worth, it only covers the income people have earned from June 1st through August 31st. And these days, with the kind of software we have, to do our accounting, it's really easy to pull off a profit and loss statement for a specific span of time.
Why is it not quarterly? Why is it not on the quarter? Why is it
IRS calls it a quarter. Doesn't that mean it is?
No.
No.
It's not even like anybody else's quarter.
The quarters are squirrely.
Yeah, they
are
squirrely.
The first payment is due for 3 months. The next payment is June, July, August, May, what is it? April and May. It's 2 months.
Oh, really?
The next payment is due on June 15th, so it only covers 2 months. This one covers 3 months, and the next quarter covers 4 months.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, what kind of nonsense? Oh, by the way, for corporations that have to make payments, the fourth payment is not due on January 15th. It's due on December 15th.
Yeah, that's
so
ridiculous.
It's due a month before their fourth quarter ends.
As I said in the previous segment, only in America.
Only in America.
Only in America. There's a song about that. Hey, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more advice and reporting from our good friend Eva Rosenberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.